Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord and welcome. This is Amazing Grace, Extraordinary Truth Ministries, and I am your host, Elder Lydia Toba. It is so good to have you with me once again for this episode of A Year in the Word. Today we'll be reading from Leviticus chapter 16 through 18 from the New King James Version of the Word of God. Amen. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you as humbly as we know how. We come before you, Lord God, with a yes on our lips, Lord God, in humility in our hearts, Lord God, bowed in your presence, Lord God. Oh, Lord, asking, Lord God, hallelujah, just giving glory to you first, even before we ask. Giving you glory, oh God. We glorify the King of Kings. We give honor to the Lord of Lords. Hallelujah. We glorify you, Lord God, in your majesty. Lord God, we glorify you in your sovereignty. Lord, we glorify the only true and living God. We glorify your name, oh God. We thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. We glorify, hallelujah, the all-seeing, the all-knowing, the omnipresent God, the only living God, the only living Savior, the only living keeper, the only living way maker, the only living help. We give you glory on this morning. Oh, Lord God, we praise your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Oh, my God, we give you glory this morning. We thank you, Lord God, for allowing us to see another day. We thank you, Lord God, for your mercy, for your love and your kindness toward us all. We give you glory, oh God, for your grace. Oh, great, unmerited favor toward us. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord. Oh, Lord, we bless your name, Lord, with everything we know how. And we push past, Lord God, every objection of our enemy right now to glorify your name, Lord Jesus. We press past every negative thought. We press past every pain in our bodies, Lord God, every sorrow in our hearts. To give you glory this morning, oh God, because you and you alone are worthy. Oh, Lord God, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, Lord God, we glorify your name this morning. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, we bless your name, Lord God. We bless your name. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord God, wash us, Lord God. Wash us while we're in your presence, Lord God. Wash us through and through, Lord God. Make us whole and entire. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Repair us, Lord God. Repair us, Lord. Regenerate us. Revive us. Restore us, Lord God, in your presence, oh God. In your presence where there is fullness of joy. In your presence, Lord. Only in your presence. Oh, Lord God, I thank you, Lord, that you are present everywhere. All day, all night, 24/7, you are present. Hallelujah. Everywhere, all at the same time. And none of us have to wait in line at any given moment. You are always present. Oh, Lord God, I give you glory and I give you praise, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Wash us today, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Wash us, Lord God. Cover us. Wash us, Lord God. In your saving blood, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord God, cleanse us, Lord God.
of every wickedness, Lord God, of every disobedience, Lord God, of every doubt, Lord God, of every fear. Cleanse us, Lord. Make us whole and entire today, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, move, Lord God, every ancient evil that has come against us, every entanglement, Lord God, every misunderstanding, every misspoken word, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, every misstep, Father, in the name of Jesus, what today, Lord God. Because today is the day of salvation. Detox us, Lord God, in the spirit. Detox our bodies and our minds, Lord God. In the name of Jesus. Oh, Yerasa, Jesus, hallelujah. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, move, Lord. Oh, right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, help us, Lord God, to go forward. Help us to go through. Lord God, open our eyes that we see and our ears that we hear, Lord God, that we not miss an instruction, that we not miss a beat, that we not miss a blessing, that we not miss, Lord God, a lesson, that we not miss it, Lord God. A level that we not miss an opportunity. Lord God, help us this morning. Jesus, we humble ourselves in your presence. Oh, Lord God, that you might heal us. Oh, Lord God, heal us, Lord Jesus, today. And wash us, Lord God. Oh, Lord, and make us whiter than snow. Lord God, we purify our hands, Lord God. Cleanse our hearts, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord God, that we might know the ways of salvation and walk thereby. Oh, Lord, because you have made us to be more than conquerors, strong in the Lord, not in our own flesh, but in you, Jesus. In your presence, we receive strength on today. In your presence, we receive encouragement. In your presence, we receive healing on today. And in your presence, we break through out of, Lord, every ism and every schism, Lord God, out of every downfall, out of every negative place, Lord God, out of every lie of the enemy. We break forth in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord God, open our minds and hearts to your word on today as we read. Father, in the name of Jesus, and let our minds, let our spirits leap within us as you ignite, Lord God, the fire deep down in our souls on today. Lord, that we can't contain and we won't control. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, we bless your name. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray, hallelujah, amen, 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 amen. Oh, Lord God, lift up every head that is down, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Bind up every spirit of infirmity right now in the name of Jesus. Every fear, it must go right now in Jesus' name. Oh, Lord God, because we are the servants of God Almighty, we choose you too. Oh, Lord God, you had already chosen us. We choose you too. How we choose to be in relationship with you. We choose, Lord God, to love you too. Oh, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, bless us, Lord God. Encourage us, Lord God. Walk with us, Lord God. Show us the way before us, Lord God, that we might, Lord God, be on time and on purpose, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord God, I thank you, Lord, for the mighty move, hallelujah, in my life, Lord God, and in this ministry, Lord God, and in each and every one of my listeners. I give glory to you, oh God, because I know that you are moving. I know that you are making a way. I know that behind the scenes, you are maneuvering things just for us so that we can see the way before us and so that our purpose, our destiny is fulfilled. Hallelujah. I give you glory, oh God. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Oh, we give glory and honor, amen, to Jesus, our Savior, our hope, the author and the finisher of our faith, the pioneer and the perfecter of our souls. We give him glory and we give him honor on today because he is Lord. And there is no other. Many, they're calling upon gods that they cannot hear them. They're calling on gods that cannot see them. They're calling on gods that have no control of their situations. But we serve the true and the living God. Hallelujah. We serve him who sees us, who knows us by name, who has numbered the hairs on our heads, who knows our beginning, and he knows our end. That's who we serve today. The one who can wash away our sins and take away our tears and remove our sorrow from us. That's the God we serve, and that's the Jesus I present to you once again. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, my God, we give him glory and we give him praise on today. Oh, there is nothing. Like Jesus in your life. Hallelujah. Oh my God, you talk about uplifting your soul when you wake up just not feeling quite right. I woke up that way this morning, and I don't know why. You know, we just have times we wake up and like, it's going to be a blah day, and that's how it feels. But calling upon the name of the Lord, hallelujah, it changes your perspective. It changes how in the atmosphere. There's a change in the atmosphere. When you begin to call upon the name of Jesus, the atmosphere changes. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, my God, I give him glory. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, my God, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, I don't usually do this, but I just have a song in my heart. And it's just, yes, Lord. Hallelujah. We used to sing this song at the church I used to go to in Cincinnati. Amen. And I grew there. I learned there. Amen. The Spirit of the Lord manifested in my life there. Amen. I learned, amen, the knowledge. I learned knowledge of the Lord. Amen. I learned how to study so that I can gain more knowledge and how to listen so that I hear the voice of the Lord there. I praise God for my pastor there. I give her honor. Hallelujah. Bishop Smith. Amen. She's an awesome woman of God. And I praise God for her, for my beginnings in that place. Amen. That wasn't the first place I had come from. Amen. I had learned some elementary things, but I gained some more complex things of the word from there. And even how to behave myself, how to walk in holiness, I learned there. And I give her honor today. Oh, but my soul says, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Let me start this lower. Hallelujah. I'm starting too high. Yes, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. From the bottom of my heart to the depths of my soul, yes, Lord, completely, yes, hallelujah. I'm not going to be able to sing this morning, but my soul says yes, hallelujah, amen. Forgive my out-of-tune voice this morning. I'll sing that song for you another day, but my soul says yes, Lord, this morning, hallelujah, and I feel the presence of the Lord moving. Hallelujah. And I give him glory. And my soul says yes. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Let's read. Glory. Now the Lord spoke to Moses after the death of his two sons, after the death of the two sons of Aaron, when they offered profane fire before the Lord and died. And the Lord said to Moses, tell Aaron, your brother, not to come at just any time into the holy place inside the veil before the mercy seat, which is on the ark, lest he die. For I will appear in the cloud above the mercy seat. Thus Aaron shall come into the holy place with the blood of a
young bull as a sin offering and of a ram as a burnt offering. And he shall put the holy linen tunic and the linen trousers on his body. He shall be girded with a linen sash, and with the linen turban he shall be attired. These are holy garments. Therefore, he shall wash his body in water and put them on. And he shall take from the congregation of the children of Israel two kids of the goats as a sin offering, and one ram as a burnt offering. Aaron shall offer the bull as a sin offering, which is for himself, and make atonement for himself and for his house. He shall take the two goats and present them before the Lord at the door of the tabernacle of meeting. Then Aaron shall cast lots for the two goats, one lot for the Lord and the other lot for the scapegoat. And Aaron shall bring the goat on which the Lord's lot fell and offer it as a sin offering. But the goat on which scapegoat shall be presented alive before the Lord to make atonement upon it and to let it go as the scapegoat into the wilderness. And Aaron shall bring the bull of the sin offering, which is for himself, and make atonement for himself and for his house, and shall kill the bull as a sin offering, which is for himself. Then he shall take a censer full of burning coals of fire from the altar before the Lord, with his hands full of sweet incense beaten fine, and bring it inside the veil. And he shall put the incense on the fire before the Lord, that the cloud of incense may cover the mercy seat that is on the testimony, lest he die. He shall take some of the blood of the bull and sprinkle it with his finger on the mercy seat on the east side. And before the mercy seat, he shall sprinkle some of the blood with his finger seven times. Then he shall kill the goat of the sin offering, which is for the people. Bring its blood inside the veil. Do with that blood as he did with the blood of the bull, and sprinkle it on the mercy seat and before the mercy seat. So he shall make atonement for the holy place because of the uncleanness of the children of Israel, because of their transgressions, for all their sins. And so he shall do for the tabernacle of meeting, which remains among them in the midst of their uncleanness. There shall be no man in the tabernacle of meeting when he goes in to make atonement in the holy place until he comes out, that he may make atonement for himself, for his household, and for all the assembly of Israel. And he shall go out to the altar that is before the Lord and make atonement for it. And take some of the blood of the bull and some of the blood of the goat and put it on the horns of the altar all around. Then he shall sprinkle some of the blood on it with his finger seven times, cleanse it and consecrate it from the uncleanness of the children of Israel. And when he has made an end of atoning for the holy place, the tabernacle of meeting, and the altar, he shall bring the live goat. Aaron shall lay both hands on it, on the head of the live goat, confess over it all the iniquities of the children of Israel and all their transgressions concerning all their sins, putting them on the head of the goat, and shall send it away into the wilderness by the hand of a suitable man. The goat shall bear on itself all their iniquities to an uninhabited land. He shall release the goat into the wilderness. Then Aaron shall come into the tabernacle of meeting, take off the linen garments which he put on when he went into the holy place, and shall leave them there. And he shall wash his body with water in a holy place, put on his garments, come out and offer his burnt offering and the burnt offering of the people, and make atonement for himself and for the people. The fat of the sin offering he shall burn on the altar, and he who released the goat as the scapegoat shall wash his clothes and bathe his body in water, and afterward he shall come into the camp. The bull for the sin offering and the goat for the sin offering, whose blood was brought in to make atonement in the holy place, shall be carried outside the camp, and they shall burn, in the fire their skins, their flesh, and their offal. Then he who burns them shall wash his clothes and bathe his body in water, and afterward he may come into the camp. This shall be a statute forever for you. In the seventh month, on the tenth day of the month, you shall afflict your souls and do no work at all. whether a native of your own country or a stranger who dwells among you. For on that day the priest shall make atonement for you to cleanse you, that you may be clean from all your sins before the Lord. It is a Sabbath of solemn rest for you, and you shall afflict your souls. It is a statute forever, who is anointed and consecrated to minister as priest in his father's place, shall make atonement and put on the linen's clothes, the holy garment. Then he shall make atonement for the holy sanctuary, and he shall make atonement for the tabernacle of meeting and for the altar, and he shall make atonement for the priest and for all the people of the assembly. This shall be an everlasting statute for you, to make atonement for the children of Israel for all their sins once a year. And he did as the Lord commanded Moses. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, speak to Aaron and to his sons and to all the children of Israel, and say to them, this is the thing which the Lord has commanded, saying, whatever man of the house of Israel who kills an ox or lamb or goat in the camp, or who kills it outside the camp, and does not bring it to the door of the tabernacle of meeting to offer an offering to the Lord before the tabernacle of the Lord, the guilt of bloodshed shall be imputed to that man. He has shed blood, and that man shall be cut off from among his people, to that end that the children of Israel may bring their sacrifices which they offer in the open field, that they may bring them to the Lord at the door of the tabernacle of meeting, to the priest, and offer them as peace offerings to the Lord. And the priest shall sprinkle the blood on the altar of the Lord at the door of the tabernacle of meeting, and burn the fat for a sweet aroma to the Lord. They shall no more offer their sacrifices to demons, after whom they have played the harlot. This shall be a statute forever for them throughout their generations. Also, you shall say to them, whatever man of the house of Israel or of the strangers who dwell among you, who offers a burnt offering or sacrifice and does not bring it to the door of the tabernacle of meeting to offer it to the Lord, that man shall be cut off from among his people. And whatever man of the house of Israel or of the strangers who dwell among you, who eats any blood, I will set my face against that person who eats blood and will cut him off from among his people. For the life of the flesh is in the blood, and I have given it to you, and I have given it to you upon the altar to make atonement for your souls, for it is the blood that makes atonement for your souls. Therefore, I said to the children of Israel, no one among you shall eat blood, nor shall any stranger who dwells among you eat blood. Whatever man of the children of Israel or of the strangers who dwell among you who hunts and catches any animal or bird that may be eaten, he shall pour out its blood and cover it with dust, for it is the life of all flesh. Its blood sustains its life. Therefore, I said to the children of Israel, you shall not eat the blood of any flesh, for the life of all flesh is in its blood. Whoever eats it shall be cut off, and every person who eats what died naturally or what was torn by beasts, whether he is a native of your own country or a stranger, he shall both wash his clothes and bathe in water and be unclean until evening. Then he shall be clean. But if he does not wash them or bathe his body, then he shall bear his guilt. Then the Lord spoke to Moses concerning. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, speak to the children of Israel and say to them, I am the Lord your God. According to the doings of the land of Egypt where you dwelt, you shall not do. And according to the doings of the land of Canaan where I am bringing you, you shall not do. Nor shall you walk in their ordinances. You shall observe my judgments and keep my ordinances to walk in them. I am the Lord your God. You shall therefore keep my statutes and my judgments, which if a man does, he shall live by them. I am the Lord. None of you shall approach anyone who is near kin to him to uncover his nakedness. I am the Lord. Father, or the nakedness of your mother, you shall not uncover. She is your mother. You shall not uncover her nakedness. The nakedness of your father's wife, you shall not uncover. It is your father's nakedness. The nakedness of your sister, the daughter of your father, or the daughter of your mother, whether born at home or elsewhere, their nakedness you shall not uncover. The nakedness of your son's daughter or your daughter's daughter, their nakedness you shall not uncover, for theirs is your own nakedness. the nakedness of your father's wife's daughter, begotten by your father. She is your sister. You shall not uncover her nakedness. You shall not uncover the nakedness of your father's sister. She is near of kin to your father. You shall not uncover the nakedness of your mother's sister, for she is near of kin to your mother. You shall not uncover the nakedness of your father's brother. You shall not approach his wife. She is your aunt. You shall not uncover the nakedness of your daughter-in-law. She is your son's wife. You shall not uncover her nakedness. You shall not uncover the nakedness of your brother's wife. It is your brother's nakedness. You shall not uncover the nakedness of a woman and her daughter. You shall not uncover the nakedness of a woman and her daughter, nor shall you take her son's daughter or her daughter's daughter to uncover her nakedness. They are near of kin to her. It is wickedness. Nor shall you take a woman as a rival to her sister to uncover her nakedness while other is alive. Also, you shall not approach a woman to uncover her nakedness as long as she is in her customary impurity. Moreover, you shall not lie carnally with your neighbor's wife to defile yourself with her. And you shall not let any of your descendants pass through the fire to Molech, nor shall you profane the name of your God. I am the Lord. You shall not lie with a male as with a woman. It is an abomination. Nor shall you mate with any animal to defile yourself with it. Nor shall any woman stand before an animal to mate with it. It is perversion. Do not defile yourselves with any of these things, for by all these the nations are defiled, which I am casting out before you. For the land is defiled. Therefore I visit the punishment of its iniquity upon it, and the land vomits out its inhabitants. You shall therefore keep the statutes, and you shall therefore keep my statutes and my judgments, and shall not commit any of these abominations, either any of your own nation or any stranger who dwells among you. For all these abominations the men of the land have done who were before you, and thus the land is defiled. Lest the land vomit you out also when you defile it, as it vomited out the nations that were before you. For whoever commits any of these abominations, the persons who commit them shall be cut off from among their people. Therefore you shall keep my ordinances, so that you do not commit any of these abominable customs which were committed before you, and that you do not defile yourselves by them. I am the Lord your God. I have read and you have heard from Leviticus chapters 16 through 18 from the New King James Version of the Word of God. May the Lord add a blessing to the readers, hearers, and most of all, the doers of his word, and sanctify the truth in all our hearts. God bless you, God keep you, and God anoint you in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. I give praise, hallelujah, and honor to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who shed his blood. Hallelujah. He shed his blood for us, that we may be forgiven, that our alienated relationships may be healed. Amen. And that we, amen, may be given, amen, the gift of life once again. Because we once were dead, and now we are made alive in the spirit. Because Jesus paid it all. He paid our sin debt. He became the scapegoat for us. He took all our sins upon him. Amen. Not just the nation of Israel, but all nations. He took all of our sin upon him. Amen. And he paid the price for us once and for all. That's why we no longer have a system, amen, whereby we need to sacrifice animals, because Jesus was that perfect Lamb of God, and he paid the price for us. He was our Passover, amen, whereby death passes over us, and we pass into new life because of the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. Because he paid it all. Amen. And he is beckoning to each and every one of us. Amen. That you may be partakers. Amen. Of that price that he paid. Amen. He paid it all. But you have to accept the gift that he is offering. Say yes to the Lord. This is the day of salvation. Say yes. Amen. Everyone who calls upon the name of the Lord, they shall be saved. His name is Jesus. Call on him on today, and he will answer, and he will come and make his abode with you. Hallelujah. He will come and direct your life and show you things that you never knew existed. Amen. He will show you, amen, miracles, amen, that you did not even know could possibly be formed. Amen. It's all in him. Amen. Soundness of mind, soundness of body, soundness of spirit. It is all in Jesus. There is no other name whereby we must be saved except the name of Jesus. Amen. He is knocking on the door of your heart even right now. Amen. Let him in. Glory to God. Just begin to call upon his name earnestly from your heart. Begin to put aside those sins and those things that you've done in the past, and tell the Lord that you are sorry, and turn away from those things, and he will make his abode. Amen. I give glory to God. I honor him on today, and I hope you will continue to join me in this journey through a year in the Word. God bless you.